Bertemu kembali dalam Niaga Awani, anda bersama saya Haris Ashraf Hasna mengambil alih dari Najib Arif dan juga Nabila Khalida tadi. Baik, kita ke laporan seterusnya di mana perhimpunan UN Habitat UNHA kali kedua bakal membuka tirai pada hari ini mengangkat tema mencapai matlamat pembangunan mampan SDG ketika berdepan dengan krisis global. UNHA ini dianjurkan ketika dunia berdepan dengan permasalahan berganda pasca COVID-19 yang memerlukan tindakan segera. Apa yang dijangka akan dicapai melalui perhimpunan ini? Kita bersama dengan rakan setugas Zulfistri Yusof dari Nairobi, Kenya.
Hai, kami berada di UN Habitat Assembly kali kedua yang dilangsungkan bermula hari ini, 5 Jun sehingga 9 Jun nanti. Dan laporan ini saya dan juga penerbit Linda Salim bawakan dengan kerjasama dan kolaborasi bersama dengan Emirates. Dan sudah pasti, apakah peri pentingnya UN Habitat Assembly kali ini dan apa yang kita dapat jangkakan daripada perhimpunan selama 5 hari ini? Sudah pasti ini melibatkan banyak stakeholder dan juga pemegang taruh dan yang berkaitan juga dengan isu-isu yang berkaitan dengan keuangan, pendanaan dan sebagainya untuk menjawab isu-isu yang berkaitan dengan perbandaran khususnya. Saya ingin bersama dengan orang penting di UN Habitat, iaitu Chief Communication of UN Habitat, Katerina Belgas-China. Thank you for being with us at Astro Awani. First thing first, can you provide us an overview of the UN Habitat Assembly for this year and what's our outcome that we're looking for the next 5 days?
Thank you very much for having me here, and it's really a pleasure to talk to you. And I want to say a few words, first of all, about the United Nations Habitat Assembly. So United Nations Habitat Assembly is the highest legislative body within the UN system that is responsible for human settlements and sustainable urbanization. It convenes once in 4 years, and it is composed of all the 193 member states of the UN. So next Monday, we're going to have a lot of people here. So we have about 5,000 delegates from different countries that are coming. We have at least 130 countries or more represented. Different delegations are coming at the level of ministers, also vice ministers. We also have heads of state and first ladies. And this is the first time we are going to have the first ladies round table discussion that is going to look at the role of women and their placemaking in cities and how they can build cities and communities.
And so, this is the first UN Habitat Assembly after COVID-19. So definitely the last time that you're having the UN Habitat Assembly, just right before, a few months before the COVID-19, before the pandemic. So definitely the outcome and the issue that we discussed during the 5 days going to be change the very, very movement. How you can expect from the program for the next 5 days?
Okay. Thank you very much. Yes, you are right. First United Nations Habitat Assembly took place in 2019. It was pre-COVID time. Then, of course, we had COVID. And this is the first major international gathering that is happening here in Kenya, in Nairobi, after COVID. And there are a lot of crises, not only COVID. We also have climate emergency. We also have conflicts. And we have COVID. And we need to rebuild after COVID now. So that's why actually the theme of this assembly is achieving SDGs in times of global crisis. Within these 5 days, we are going to be focusing on issues, what can be done, what regulations, what policies we need to recover from this crisis, what cities and national governments need to recover from COVID, to rebuild better from COVID. So we are looking at a number of resolutions that will be proposed and adopted by member states that can regulate and help provide guidance on 5 major topics. So we have identified 5 topics. One of them is affordable housing, then climate action, then urban crisis recovery, localization of SDGs. By localization we mean local action, and then finance and prosperity. We believe that these 5 areas are very important, and if we take necessary action within these 5 areas, it can help us rebuild the cities and the countries after all this crisis, and especially after COVID-19.
How about the engagement? Because I think there's a few series of roundtables. before the D-Day of the assembly, and then we would like to have more funding to overcome the crisis. How the partnership, how this partnership works at the UN Habitat?
Yes, I think you are very right. To be able to do a lot of programs, we need to have partnerships, and very often within the UN, of course, we work with member states, we work with countries, we work with national governments, but and the need is huge because it's 1.6 billion people who are in need, for example, of adequate housing and shelter. Not a single government can do that, not UN can do that. So we do need to work together. We need to reach out to the private sector. We need to reach to the partners who will be able to do anything to help us, to join forces. So that's why prior to the assembly itself, before the D-Day on Monday when we opened the assembly, we are having these engagements. First of all, we have this business roundtable where we are trying to bring private sector on board and explain them how they can partner with national governments, with cities, what kind of programs they can develop. And then we are also, at the same time, we are also having stakeholder engagement forum. These are different organizations, it's women groups, also people with disabilities, private sector, academia, civil society. We are also trying to reach out to them and see how they can come on board and also help join forces. Also here we have the World Urban Campaign. This is one of the advocacy vehicles and platforms of UN Habitat where we are bringing partners, and we have more than 200 partners who are part of this World Urban Campaign. And this is exactly how we are trying to engage these partners, to engage with them, to bring them on board, to explain them what is sustainable urban development.
But as a key person of communication of the UN Habitat, what's the strategy to engage with them, to gather them in that under one roof, and into having a dialogue and having to come up with the solutions? How do you pursue them to come here and to have the correct minds and correct agenda to be part of the UN Habitat Assembly?
Well, for communications, actually, when we were thinking about the topic of this assembly, it's quite complicated because it's multilateral relations, sustainable urban development. So we simplified it and said that it's achieving SDGs in times of global crisis. And as a part of the communication campaign in the run up to the assembly, what we came up with, at first we had black and white images and black and white pictures, just to show that, you know, the world is black and white, you know, it's either good or bad. But in fact, the world is not black and white. It is multifaceted, it's multicolored, and we need multilateralism. So slowly in the build-up to the assembly, we started bringing color into all the different materials and trying to represent this multilateral relations through the colors. And also the same we did for the branding of the assembly. By this, we tried to communicate, and when people would come and arrive to the assembly on Monday, they would see the road that leads to the places where the meetings are going to be happening. At first, they start with black and white, and then gradually they move into color. And then we have at the center stage, we have SDG 11. And then with the SDG 11, we also tried to showcase that it is challenging. Over the last 4 years, we had a lot of challenges. And we have some cubes that would represent that at the moment. So we had challenges, but we are starting to emerge out of this crisis, and we need to have this solution. So we tried to use this kind of experience that people who would come, they would also experience it, and they would better understand what we are trying to say. Because a lot of times we find that the biggest challenge for us to bring the partners on board is to really explain them what we are doing, why it is important. So in our communication campaign for the assembly, we tried to come up with a concept that can visually demonstrate to people what are the challenges that we are experiencing and maybe what are the solutions that we are looking to get.
After all, how do you manipulate the power of the social media? How do you engage with the thousands, millions out there to understand and how they can follow the UN Habitat Assembly?
Yes, we also try to do a lot of things on social media. Of course, we are going to be covering the assembly, all the proceedings, all the discussions. We adopted the hashtag, UNHA2, UNHA2. This is where you can go and get all the information. We will post a lot of things online on unhabitat.org/UNHA2. But I also want to say that because now we have the power of virtual media, we don't necessarily need to be here to be part of those proceedings. So we have some of the sessions streaming on UN Web TV. So on the website media.un.org, you can go and find some of the sessions from Nairobi, from the assembly, are going to be streamed online, and people can follow those sessions and those discussions. And then they can also do things and share it on social media. We will appreciate. We are using all our channels and our partners. We have created all the materials and shared with them. But remember the hashtag. It's hashtag UNHA2. This is where you can get all the information.
Thank you very much, Katrina, dan juga terima kasih kepada anda juga kerana itulah yang kami akan bawakan sepanjang perhimpunan ini berlangsung 5 sehingga 9 hari bulan. Malah kalau kami balik Malaysia nanti juga, kami akan cuba bawakan itipati khususnya kepada anda, seluruh penonton kami dan juga pembaca kami di seluruh platform Astro Awani. Sekian saja laporan untuk hari ini, untuk pagi ini bersama saya Zulkifli Yusof dan juga penerbit Indah Salim. Terima kasih kepada Emirates atas kerjasama dan juga kolaborasi yang memungkinkan laporan ini dibawakan kepada anda di Astro Awani. Sekian saja dari kami di Nairobi, Kenya. Thank you.